in this day and age of technology, plastic cards being swiped instantly, electronic funds being transferred over the computer, it is imperative that individuals learn at an early age the importance of properly maintaining and keeping their checking account balanced, and they need to know how to balance their checking accounts and maintain it. This hour-long instruction looks at the how-tos. How to fill out a check properly. Who is it made to? What type of signatures are required? Can the check be post-dated? Does the check expire? Does our debit card work like a credit card? It looks like one, but no, it actually instantly comes out of our checking account instantly at time of service or that night during processing at the bank. Why is it so imperative to learn to balance or reconcile your checking account? One of the main reasons is it can affect your credit score, and it becomes very expensive if an individual spends more money than they have in the bank. Typically, a bank will charge an overdraft charge per item of a minimum $25. The establishment where the check or funds were written will charge a minimum of $25. So one non-sufficient funds check or debit card withdrawal or electronics funds transfer can cost $50. Most individuals, when they occur one, have multiple transactions. It's a snowball effect, which could be up to maybe even 10 a day, $500. So properly knowing what is in account is important to the individual. Bad checks written, checks where there is no funds in the bank to cover it, is a misdemeanor. However, if an individual writes a check and the account has been closed, this becomes a felony offense. Depending on the balance that's maintained in the checking account, an individual needs to know on a daily basis how much is in their account. The account can be reconciled on a monthly basis. A financial institution will send a statement generally every 30 days. The statement will show the checks that have cleared the bank, any ATM or electronic funds that have been debited out of the account during that 30-day period, and all funds put into the account. Just because a check has been written doesn't mean it's cleared the bank. So when looking at the bank statement, it only gives you a snapshot of what is seen at that moment in time. Properly maintaining a checking account is the first step in setting a budget. In order to set a budget, we need to know where our money is going and how much money we have coming in. If a computer program is used to help reconcile checking accounts, then each check can be properly expensed into certain categories so we can look and see. We spent $10 this month on groceries, $20 on clothing, $30 going out to eat. We made a charitable contribution. A final reason to maintain a checking account is to assure there is no improper use of the account by any other individuals, such as embezzlement, forgery. Right now, let us look, before we close this podcast, at some just basic checking account terminology. Bounce is when you write a check, there's not enough funds to cover in the account. EFT, the initial, stands for electronic funds transfer. This can be used for your car payment, your insurance, even your payroll can be electronically transferred into or out of your account. In this day of technology and online computer use, electronic funds transfer is becoming more and more popular. Debit, from the consumer side of the account, is when the bank charges your account. They take money out. When you write a check, you use your debit card, money comes out of your account. To credit your account is when you put money into the banking account. The word overdraft is the act of overdrawing your account, when you have taken more money out of the account than was placed in the account. A fee is associated with this, and it can also be known as overdrawn. A statement is sent by the financial institute generally every 30 days on activity in the account. Your balance is the balance that is shown at the end of each business day. Generally, business days are no holidays, Saturdays or Sundays, typically Monday to Friday. The balance does not incur checks you have written that have not cleared the bank. Interest on a checking account is what is paid on the money you have of the average collected balance. A register is a list of the activity that an individual keeps of activity in the account, whether it be checks, deposit, electronic funds transfer. ATM is an automated teller machine, generally offside of a bank, open 24 hours. Money can be withdrawn from this. A limit usually is $300 a day. You can also usually make deposits into an automated teller machine. If the automated teller machine is associated with your bank, typically there's not a charge associated with it. Using a foreign ATM, a charge would be associated with it. A typical charge might be $3 per transaction. When looking at your check, there's a routing number. The routing number is the number that is associated with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, noting your specific bank. This is the numbers listed at the bottom left-hand portion of the check. Your account number, which identifies you at that particular financial institution, these numbers are located in the middle portion of the bottom printed part of your check. On the bottom right hand is the signature line. This line is used to validate forgery and that the account holder of record is the one who actually signed this line. Thank you.